From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia's transport minister said pilot error or technical fault, not terrorism, is likely to be the cause of the military plane crash into the Black Sea Sunday that apparently killed all 92 on board, including several members of the popular Alexandrov Ensemble, also known as the Red Army Choir. The transport minister spoke Monday as Russia observes a national day of mourning for the victims. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it plunged into the Black Sea. The search continues for the victims and the parts of the wreckage. An upset Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned the U.S. ambassador to talk about the U.S. abstention in the U.N. Security Council resolution opposing Jewish settlements. Hear now from Mr. Netanyahu.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away. And as I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
Friday's resolution calls on Syria, Israel that is, to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. The U.N. resolution comes ahead of a planned Mideast conference in Paris on January 15th, where an international framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians could be discussed. This is VOA News. At least two people were killed as Typhoon Nakhtin brought heavy winds and rains to Manila today. The typhoon made landfall Sunday evening on a remote island with wind gusts up to 255 kilometers per hour. Nakhtin, also known as Nina, not only brought high winds but a storm surge, as we hear from the Manila Weather Service.
Storm surge naman or yung mga daluyong sa coastal areas, 2 to 2.5 meter dun sa mga areas under tropical cyclones warning 3 and 2.
Tens of thousands of residents were evacuated from coastal regions where forecasters warned about huge waves, floods, and landslides. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor in Hawaii with President Barack Obama on Tuesday. The visit comes 75 years after the attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor that launched the United States into World War II. And on Thursday, the U.S. and Japan held a ceremony marking the U.S. military's return of land on Okinawa Island to the Japanese government, the largest transfer since 1972. Okinawa, which was under U.S. occupation until 1972, hosts the bulk of the approximately 50,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan. Some local residents have been pushing for the U.S. presence there to end. Indonesian authorities say they are planning more counterterrorism operations after killing two militants who were suspected of planning an attack on a police post during a shootout on Christmas Day. A national police spokesman said investigators are trying to get more information about planned attacks from at least 14 suspected terrorists with connections to Islamic State who have been arrested in recent weeks. The Turkish military says an Islamic State attack in the Syrian town of Al-Bab killed at least 30 civilians who were seeking to escape and wounded many others Sunday. Syrian rebels supported by Turkish forces have been fighting to take Al-Bab as part of the Euphrates Shield operation, launched by Turkey in late August to sweep the Sunni hardliners and Kurdish fighters from its Syrian border. People in Chile living in the Arauco province coastal areas were evacuated as a powerful earthquake shook southern Chile on Sunday. The U.S. Geological Survey put the earthquake's magnitude at 7.6 and said it struck about 1,300 kilometers south of the capital, Santiago. There were no reports of deaths, injuries, or heavy damage. And fans are saying farewell to pop singer George Michael. He passed away Sunday at the age of 53. His manager is reported as saying he died of heart failure. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.